Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This, the parenting podcast that parents you.
I hope that's not true.
No, that is definitely not true. That is definitely not true. But I am your host, Jody Sweeten. I have two kids, Zoe, who is 11, and Beatrix, who is 8. So that qualifies me for this whole parenting gig, I'd say. My parent stats.
Yeah, those are your parent stats. Yeah. And I am Celia Behar, and I also have two kids. I have Harper, who is 12, and Lulu, who is 7. And I am a, therapist and life coach, and that actually almost does kind of qualify me to be a parent.
Yeah, but a parent expert parent.
Yeah, I don't really think that's a... I'd fail that class in my master's program, just so you know.
I try. That's you're fine.
I really like to research.
So creak every time I move in this chair. So if you guys hear that, it's my chair.
She's not farting. That's usually me.
Oh, just saying.
Yeah. Right. So our Never Thought I'd Say This of the week.
Just out it.
It's mine.
I know.
And it happened when we were together mm-hmm. with our kids. Mm-hmm. And I never thought I would say this, which was that your daughter just told my daughter what an abortion is over all-you-can-eat sushi. I never thought that that would be how that topic of discussion happened.
I never thought I'd hear that.
Yeah. So what happened was we were out to dinner at mm-hmm. It was Celia and I and our four girls, and
outnumbered as always.
Right, yes. And so the two little ones were like on one side of the table.
Yeah, just, they're on my side.
Right. They were mm-hmm. next to Celia. I'm sitting directly across from Celia, and then the two older ones are next to me. And I don't know what we were talking about or something.
Well, the dichotomy of how that, I know what it was. First of all, it was hilarious because the two little ones were being totally weird next to me anyway. So they were barely paying attention.
Right. And I think Zoe that night, I think, came out as her, was
yes.
decided to dress as yes. her alter ego, Zach.
Yep.
Where she tucked all of her hair up under her hat and was only answering if we referred to her as Zach. I don't know why.
Right.
But that was just what she was doing that night.
Right. We've mentioned Zach before.
Yes.
Because he's been on social media as Harper's boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're sitting there having dinner and
Harper.
You and I were like having a conversation yes. that we did not think that they were paying attention
to. No. It was Harper leaned over and said to me, "Hey, Mom, we were doing debate class today.
Oh,
and abortion came up and a boy said, I'm anti-abortion. And I said, I'm sorry, do you have a uterus? No. Do you give birth? No. Then you don't get a say. And I said, that's my girl. Not thinking about the fact that your children were there.
Right. And B and Lulu, as usual, were oblivious and had no idea what planet they were on.
And chopsticks up their nose. And B was pretending to be a walrus.
True. So picture that, first of all, that simultaneously I have Zach sitting next to me and Harper and then walrus child and Lulu.
Yep.
And Celia and I are trying to have some semblance of a normal conversation. When I hear Zoe turn, or Zach, as the case may be, turn to Harper and say, what's an abortion? And Harper goes, oh, well, it's when a woman's pregnant, and if they decide not to go through with the pregnancy, then they just, like, have it taken out of them. And Zoe goes, whoa, I didn't even know that was, like, an option. And start crying out of horror, but embarrassment, you were shock.
Wait, can I also say, I didn't know that happened.
Right.
So I thought she was laughing at B.
Right. She thought I was laughing at B with the raw. She's like, I know, aren't they fine? I'm like, no, that is so, that's not even on my radar right now.
No.
And, you know, it was obviously, it was like that was sort of it of the conversation that the two of them had. But I don't know what to do.
Can I just imitate? This is what I saw of you.
Okay.
I look at you. Your face is bright red. You have tears streaming down your face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and you're laughing. But I'm like, what the hell? So that I did. I thought it was because B was a walrus. So I was like, well, I think I know why you're laughing, but why are you laughing? And you like lean forward as much as you can. And you just go like this. You're like, Zoe just asked Harper what an abortion is. And she told her. And she was right. And I remember just us staring at each other. My mouth fell open.
Yeah.
We stared at each other in silence. And then all of a sudden I started laughing and I just said, well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm so. Yeah.
And I was, you know, mortified. Obviously this was, you know, a conversation that I
would have had with your kid without my kid being involved.
Yeah, pretty much. Would have been something that we would have discussed. You know, as I've talked about before, you know, Zoe has asked me about sex and body stuff and puberty. And so, I mean, I'm pretty open with her and tell her everything. That was not something that we hadn't had to cross that bridge yet.
Like I said, you're welcome.
And we not only crossed it, we ran right the fuck across it. And
conversation had.
Yep, and then lit it on fire. And so that was, Christ. Yeah, so.
I was mortified. And we have not talked about this. We knew it happened. We talked about it. And we said, in that moment, I remember you turned to me and you go, write that down.
Because we already knew we were going to podcast. Yeah, I was like, well, there's one.
You're like, write it down. And I was like, I wrote it down. Right. But I was like, we can't talk about it.
Right.
So we actually haven't talked about what happened after.
Okay. Yeah. What happened? What happened after?
Well, as soon as I got Harper in the car, because I didn't want to make her feel bad.
Right.
But I was like, oh my God. It never honestly occurred to me to tell her, which of course was like lesson learned.
And sometimes we forget too. You know, Harper is older than Zoe by what, like a year and a half?
Year and a half.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that year and a half when you're like almost 11 and 12 and a half is a very, it's, you know, that at times there is a bigger difference.
Oh yeah. And it's just like not one of the things I would ever think about that I should have said to my kids. Hey, I mean, I do say like, hey, this is family talk. Like don't talk about, you know, it's family talk. Right. You don't need to tell everybody, you know, like me yelling at them naked and then I out it on a podcast, but whatever.
Right.
I hadn't thought to ever say that. And so I was like, I got her in the car and I was like, hey, so like, thank God it was you, by the way.
Right.
Because like it could have been
your Orthodox Jewish neighbors.
It could have been them. Probably will be tomorrow. Right. Now she's gonna tell everybody.
Right.
It could have been like my friend Julia, who is very religious, and you know, I'm not sure is even for abortion. Like, you know, it just didn't occur to me. So I just got her the card. I said, listen, you're not in trouble.
Right.
But.
And by the way, this is neither us trying to sway anyone one way or the other. It was just more, what we started talking about that, you know, we kind of want to focus on is the kind of stuff that comes out for your kids at school.
Yeah.
Particularly when, you know, once they hit like third or fourth grade and, you know, and all of a sudden, I mean, the things that I had heard come home from that, like Zoe for a while was afraid that you could get pregnant if someone touched your belly button. Now this was more like preschool. Wait,
like just touched it with your finger?
Yep.
Oh, like it's just magic. Like boop,
yeah,
you're pregnant.
Boop. Yeah, exactly. She was like, that's how babies get in there. And she was really worried that because she doesn't like her belly button to be touched. So she
never
was
gonna have
really,
a baby.
That's what she was worried about. Oh, no. She was concerned. That she didn't want anyone touching her belly button. And so, like, how would the baby get in there if nobody could touch her belly button? And she was, like, 4 at the time. So I was not entering into that conversation other than saying, like, well, it works a little differently. but if Harper would have been there, I'm sure she could have explained
it for her. Apparently, she would have known.
But, you know, the importance of – talking to your kids, even when you, you know, when they come start coming home and you hear some of these ridiculous things, like this stuff starts happening in like fourth grade.
Oh yeah.
You know, and
earlier,
and,
I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And you know, if you don't talk to them about it, and if you aren't open with them or willing to have the conversation, not just about sex, but about their own body and all of that kind of stuff. If this is a topic that, you know, you just sort of pretend isn't happening.
Right.
Then it is, your kids are going to start hearing other things, and the things that they're going to believe.
Yeah.
Are going to be out of your control.
Well, and I love that you were like, she was right. Like in your head, like you're like, at least she got it right.
Well,
like,
right. I mean, she, you know, and, you know, honestly, to applaud Harper, she was factual in it. She didn't, she was just like, this
she
is
didn't
what
get graphic, at least.
No, she really, right. Thank God. Yeah. She, you know, because
I don't think she knows that part, honestly. I don't think she understands what it really
true.
Is.
Right. And you know? Really, and that, you know, right. With like a spicy tuna roll in front of you is just not,
no.
It's not, not the greatest combo.
No.
But, you know, I...
But kids don't know anything. Like, they're dumb, and they tell each other...
Right.
Dumb, they tell each other dumb crap. And I know I've said this to you 1,000 times, and it's also our shameless way to call out to Michelle Obama for the second episode in a row, because...
I think we just mentioned her, like, every episode.
I know, every... Because we want her to come... Michelle, we love you, and we want you to come
now
to our podcast.
Now you're just coming off like a creepy
so bad, I don't care. I don't care. I don't... I will... It would be... I would probably die, though, honestly. I'd have to, like, jog around.
It'd be like me seeing a sloth in person.
That's going to happen at some point. Okay. I'm on it. Yeah, so she, when I went to, just to get on my Michelle Obama kick for a second, she said something that was hilarious because I saw her speak at the United State of Women, and she was really funny. It's when she talked about, like, perfecting your mom face. When kids say things to you that you're like,
you talked
oh,
about
oh,
the mom
yeah,
face.
Like, oh, my God, right. And she said, you know, this is the thing, though. You got to listen as a mom because, you know, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds, like, they don't know anything.
Right.
Like, she was like, don't talk to Isabella about sex. Isabella doesn't know anything about sex. Like, you got to come and talk to me. And we want them to do that.
Yes. Yes.
Because there is so much misinformation.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I remember when I think Zoe first came to me, and I want to say it was like end of third grade, maybe. That she actually asked, like, and we had
sex
like a
full,
yeah.
Oh,
no, it was more fourth grade. It was fourth grade because this was like last year, and so you know I talked to her about it, and I think I went on Little Mamas, which is the Facebook group that Celia runs that I'm a part of, and I had asked, what are some good books? What are some things that you would recommend? Because I wanted to be able to present it to her in a way that, like, wasn't mom oversharing, but that was her, you know, being able to kind of figure out questions that she even wanted to ask.
Right.
So I got her this book called Sex is a Funny Word.
Oh, that's good.
Which is a fantastic book, and it's like cartoons, sort of, and it explains stuff.
Sounds way better than Our Bodies Ourselves.
My mom actually found the puberty book that I had recently. She's been cleaning out her office, and she was like, do you want your old puberty book to give to Zoe? Oh, she gave it to her. And so my mom was like, this was your mom's that was a weird, I was like, God. Oh, here's...
What was it? What was the puberty?
Was
it called the puberty book? The big
book
of puberty?
It was like, What's Happening to Me, I think was what it was called. What's Happening to Me? Right.
Wait,
What's Happening
it,
to Me?
Wait,
right.
Make it scarier.
Is, yeah. And God. But it was, and I just remember, I remember... it was like these weird little cartoon people with like sort of big heads and little tiny eyes.
Oh, God.
And they, you know, they drew them naked. So there was like, you know, wieners and boobs and all this stuff. And I will never forget that there was a cartoon sperm that I remember. And I can still picture it in my head.
Like, did it talk? Did it have like dialogue, the cartoon sperm? Like, I'm going to find the egg now. I know, but like,
oh, yeah, like the bubbles. Yes. It did. It had eyes and the whole thing. Yeah. So, you know, this book is significantly better than that.
Oh, thank God.
But now Zoe has both. So, good. And, you know, but I think parents forget that, you know, you can give your kids kind of basic answers that will answer the questions at an age-appropriate level. And there's ways to go about it that encourage them to sort of ask more questions and be, and also, you know, they've been talking about too, like when you don't have these conversations with your kids about their bodies or about sex or about, you know, the proper names of things and all that.
They get confused.
Mm-hmm. They get confused. Well, but that's really important for kids to know in order to protect themselves against potential predators and things like that, that they know if this feels uncomfortable to my body or anything like that, that they are able to say no and that they are able to talk about, you know, the proper anatomical names and all of those things that, you know, that we joke about when our kids, you know, have a ridiculous laughing fit in the van about, you know, the penis, but that they actually know what it is, talk about it, know, you know those sorts of things. And that night when Harper said that, I was like, oh, I forget that there's a lot that we haven't covered yet that we're going to have to, or that she's going to find out that I'm not even going to have any idea, you know?
Well, it's because what I ended up saying to Harper also, what she said back to me when I said, you're not in trouble, but this isn't something that, you know, you want to tell somebody else's kid, regardless of whether or not you were right, which I appreciate she was. But she was like, you know, right away she said, but she's a girl, she should know. And I was like, I get that. Right. That's a good point. But that's really for families to decide when to do it. I mean, I again, like I do, you know, I went right to like life stages. Like I pull out my life stages book for counseling and I'm like, am I, you know, where are we on this and how far off?
There is a book?
Life stages?
No, a parenting book. They're like, what to do when they get to this? You've been holding out on me.
Yeah, no.
God damn it.
No, but it's like, you know, it's a good life. It's a book that just therapeutically, like it teaches you where kids are brain developmentally and like where they can, what information they're processing.
Okay.
Because
because
my specialty is in school counseling. So that was always, you know, our focus was obviously on that. Yes, I am. permanent certification in school counseling. I have moments now that I'm a parent that I'm like, wait, I think that this is age appropriate, but I'm not totally sure.
Okay, so when you whipped out the Life Stages parenting book, what was...
Where are we at? Not parenting, they're right on course, actually, which was good to know. And those conversations are super healthy. I mean, basically, you know, from a therapist standpoint, you want to be able to have an open conversation and open dialogue with your child and make it so that they can ask you whatever questions they want to ask you. You don't need to volunteer information.
Okay.
You don't need to have the sit down unless you've got a child that is very shy and isn't going to come talk to you. You don't want to raise Carrie and tell them that, you know, don't tell them about their period or whatever. And then and think they're dying. We don't need to be like a whole Stephen King thing here, but why wouldn't you?
Right.
They were super on point. What was interesting, like, you know, reading, just kind of reminding myself, like brain development wise, is exactly what you said, is there's a jump between that year and a half difference of them.
Right.
Because even though Zoe is more, you know, I think advanced for her age, like she's just got a little bit more to catch up with.
Right.
And also because Harper's in middle school, she's hearing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she's hearing a ton of misinformation.
Right.
So, yeah.
What was one piece of misinformation that you heard
as a kid
that you remember?
Oh my God.
Oh, this is going to be good. What is it?
That testicles were it was just one thing, and not all boys have them.
What?
Not all boys have testicles, and it was just one ball. Like it was one thing, like a ball. And it looked like a tennis ball, and that not all guys have them. So if you didn't want to have to deal with that, you had to find a boy that didn't have the testicle.
So why did?
I don't know if that
Why did you think they were called testicles?
I don't know.
If there was only one testicle.
I have no idea. Although I will say that
Were they green like a tennis ball or just...
In my mind, they were green like a tennis ball.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And I remember when...
So I take it your mom didn't write a book on puberty.
Thank God, not yet.
Okay.
But I'm sure Gramps Has a Ponytail is going to sell out soon and then she'll be right on
Gramps Has a Testicle.
Image that I never needed in my
just one
anywhere, and now excuse me while I go and stab out my mind's eye. Jesus Christ, Sweeten, you had to go all the way there.
I can't help help it. When they pop into my mind, I have just to came sing. Out. Yep.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, God. That's just.
Also, and for those of you that maybe just joined us this episode, go back. Go back a few and look for the Gramps Has a Ponytail episode. You will not be disappointed.
I don't know what a palate cleanser is that will get that out of my brain.
I don't think palate cleanser and Gramps testicles.
Oh, God. I set myself completely up for that, too. Shithead. That's. Yeah. Okay, cool. I hope Harvey's listening to this. I'm sure he's like super thrilled that we're having a whole conversation about his testicles. It might be. I don't know. Oh my God. Wait, can I just say, fuck it, I'm going to say it. Oh my God, everything's coming full circle. This is why I must have thought it. My mom, after she got divorced, dated. And one of the guys that she dated was, I won't even say his name in case he ever listens to this. But for some reason, she came home and told us that she was dating this person that we knew, you know, became close to. And that he had struggled with some sort of childhood cancer and had eventually ended up having to have one testicle removed. So he only had one testicle. And my sister and I...
And you were like, I knew it!
I think that's maybe why I believed the kids that told me that.
How old were you at the time when your mom was telling you about her
I was Harper's age. Uniball? Yeah, Uniball. I was like a little older than Harper's age. So I was probably like 12. And not totally sure because I hadn't, you know, that wasn't something I did. Right. And my sister was 2 years younger than me. And as soon as my mom told us that, from that moment on, that boyfriend... to the day my sister passed away, was known as Lefty. And we once, but also, Mom, if you listen to, like, why would you tell your children that and think that we weren't going to make fun of him? And she one day asked us very seriously, she's like, well, how do you know if it was the left one or the right one? We're like, doesn't matter. Like, either the left one went away or he's got the left right. one. Either way, he's Lefty. Like, it works. It works. Yeah, it's a good right. joke. You know, even as kids, we're like, that's a good joke. Don't mess with that one, Bonnie.
I really like how you brought the one testicle story back all the way. We really, like, we went through.
All the way full circle. Well, that was mine. What was yours?
Mine, let me see. I'm trying to think of mine. I thought that, like, when you were on your period, that it was just, like, nonstop. Like, that it just, that it was just, like pouring out of you, and that basically, like, when you like that used a pad or something, that it was just like,
oh, you, it just like keeps you had, going. Like you turn like, on a faucet,
yes.
Oh,
and
geez.
Then it was like you had
you
to
work, Gary.
Switch them really fast, and that basically, like, a tampon just like plugged it, like there was just like just ram it up there and just cut it off. Like, and then when you pull it out, it was just like, wah, like everywhere. That was.
What were you putting up there, a loaf of French bread? Like,
you're going to judge me, Miss One Testicle Believer.
I totally do. Oh, P.S. I have a cat that only has one testicle, so it can happen. Just saying.
Yeah, well, I think we all know it can happen. I don't think there was any question of that.
Full on believe.
I think it was more that you thought that, like, some dudes were born with one ball and some dudes weren't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yep. That should be on a t-shirt, by the way. But just
I'm sure
one nut.
It is. But just, right.
Just one nut. Just one nut. Right. Right. I just want to say that I think it went into my brain in the category of, like, circumcised, uncircumcised. Because you know, we were told that there were uncircumcised penises.
That they're out there.
They're out there.
Right.
But that's not a
thing.
But
you're never going to see them.
Not me personally. My sister, on the other hand, once outed herself in Passover by saying that her boyfriend was not circumcised.
Thus.
And the entire conversation stopped. And it was hilarious. And she got up and ran away. And my entire family looked at me and said, Celia. I was like,
it's your fault.
Like, I pinned her down and, like, you know, got her boyfriend unzipped his pants and was like, look, it's not circumcised. Like, I was like, I had nothing to
do. Right. Like, I wasn't involved in this at all.
Oh, I did not circumcise him. He's not my kid.
Or not circumcised.
Right.
Right.
It was my, anyway. Yeah.
So basically, what we're saying is talk to your kids about sex. Otherwise, they're going to think that babies come from belly buttons.
Uh-huh.
Men have one testicle. If they're lucky.
If they're lucky.
and that periods are nonstop, just
waterfalls.
Waterfalls. Yeah. Yep.
That's awful. Oh, wait. Can I add that I'm sorry. I know I already told you this, but it's funny that because it's the right topic is the, I know I said I'm Harper's watching Game of Thrones and everyone can like write me hate mail or whatever. She, you know, she closes her eyes for all the violence, whatever, but it was a good, it was the same thing. You talk to them as much as you can and then something comes up and you have to talk to them more.
I think we talked about this before though. The
I don't, I think we? I just told you.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that, see, we don't remember. That's leading into anymore. It.
Right.
Yeah. Harper was watching Game of Thrones with me. First episode turned to me and said, Mom, I just have a question. And I said, what? She said, what's with all the butt sex? Because she'd never seen any real sex. And obviously there was like a lot of doggy style. And that was a conversation I wasn't really prepared to have. But I will say that she's like right at the age where she's sort of telling me when it's too much information at some points, either that, or she's asking me to, you know, demonstrate a vibrator for her. Right. But either way. Yeah. See, but it's
basically, guys, have open conversations with the kids. It's important.
Yes.
Coming up next is our airing of grievances, and we've got a listener grievance and also our own childhood grievances to air.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And we're back. And up next is our airing of grievances. And we have a listener grievance which has been aired
to by us.
So
she didn't have a grievance with us.
No. I'm sure a lot of people will.
Probably.
By the time that we get through with this particular episode.
Hate mail can be sent to.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get there at the end.
Yes.
This is from Sarah. She wrote in and said her airing of grievances. The moon went behind a cloud and my daughter had a meltdown because she couldn't see it anymore and because the moon, in quotes, belongs to her. She demanded that I make it visible at all times, even during the day. I can't make this stuff up. It is visible during the day sometimes, so maybe you need to tell your daughter to pay more attention.
I love, though, when... there's something that I always think is so sweet, though, when like your kids look at you, and they're like, just make the moon visible, Mom.
Yeah, you have that much control.
That I love that sort of that naivete of a child that's like, Mom, you control the moon. Right. You literally are the moon and stars.
I can't even make you take a shower.
Right. Yeah.
So I
certainly can't move get the moon.
Yeah. No. Sorry. Like, yeah, it's that. What was yours as a kid? You remembered one.
Yeah, so I decided, I was like, you know what's a grievance I had as a child? And I'm sure there were a few, but one that I specifically remember of my childhood grievances, I was probably, I don't know, 5 or 6. And I remember suddenly I had this meltdown over the realization of all of the books in the world that I'd never be able to read. And I lost it.
Wait.
Like, it hit me like a ton of bricks where all of a sudden I was just, because I read voraciously.
Yeah, me too.
My kids are like that and I'm still like that. I love reading. And I just looked around and I was like, oh my
God. Wait, were you in the library?
No, I think it was just, I don't know. It was like, it just hit me all of a sudden. I would go through these very overly dramatic moments.
You?
Like, look at the, I know, strange,
weird,
right?
You should have become an actress.
Mm, yeah. and I just remember like starting to cry because I thought there's so many things that I'll never know. Like I'll never know everything. I'll never read everything. I'll never experience everything. Like it was such a bummer. And the Moon story made me think of it because it was like, I wanted... Like, I felt like there was something that my mom could have done of, like, get me all the books. Or get, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what was yours?
I have a very similar one. I remember being in our public library in Westport, Connecticut, and being completely overwhelmed as I stood in the middle looking around at all the books and being like, I'm never going to be able to read all of these. And feeling so sad about it, and then deciding in that moment that I needed to know more than I knew, and I dedicated myself to taking out the Encyclopedia Britannica for like months. That's all I would check out, is like one after another, and constantly like come down and tell my mom like facts of things, which she, by the way, would like argue with and be like, I don't think that's a thing. And I'd be like, I have the encyclopedia.
Our kids have Wikipedia now. They don't even have the Encyclopedia Britannica.
I know.
That you used to be able to like order the full set to your house for like three payments of $79.95.
I once did that, by the way, on my dad's credit card. I ordered Time Life encyclopedias without telling him.
So what letter did you get through in the encyclopedia?
I went all the way through. Did I actually read them all? I'm sure no. Like but it was like a thing. Like I had to check them out. That and like, what was the detective book, whatever Brown that I was like reading at that point, the boy detective one, or like Nancy Drew? Something
like
that.
What did you think you were going to learn from Nancy Drew?
I don't know.
Or you just wanted to take in the information.
It was Encyclopedia Brown. That's what it was. I would take out the encyclopedia and an Encyclopedia Brown book. And I think more I liked to just like walk around being like, hey, other seventh graders.
Oh, wait, you were in seventh grade?
I was like in fifth. And honestly, I'd be like, I read the encyclopedia.
Because I was going to say, I feel like checking out the encyclopedia in seventh grade is not going to be the thing that you're walking around to other seventh graders going, hey, look how cool I am. I'm checking out the encyclopedia. I feel like that would have really backfired.
Wait. Let's just be very clear that by the time I was in seventh grade, I was so not even close to cool that I will post the picture on Instagram because you've seen it.
Oh, yes.
That is the year of my Stranger Things. I look
right.
Like
you
Mike.
You look like
from
Mike. Yes.
I look like Mike from Stranger Things when I was in seventh grade. I had a
She exactly legit like did. I've seen the picture. We'll post it up on our Instagram. Yep.
I looked like Finn Wolfhard. I had glasses. I had braces. My mom would cut my curly hair short and brush it. Me having the encyclopedia at that point just probably like made it a full package. But I was super popular. But I think I mostly did it just like carry around the encyclopedia.
No, I do remember like being upset at the sort of, and I think it's that realization.
Yeah.
Of how big the world is and how, you know what I mean? And when you're like six, that's that first realization of how small you are and how big the world is huge.
Well, it's an existential thing. I mean, all of a sudden you have existential crises throughout your life when you realize.
Oh boy, do I.
Yeah, me too. Had one 5 minutes ago when you were talking about my stepfather's testicle. But it's that, you know, you have moments where you realize that you're just a very small cog in a very big wheel that none of us really understand. And that does start happening when you're little. I try to remind myself of that with my kids when, you know, they're like
when they're airing their grievances. Yeah. Well, you guys write us in your own airing of grievances because we love to hear what your kids are complaining to management about.
Yeah, always.
Join us next for Fail Mail, where we take some mail from our listeners and tell you guys about other people's amazing parenting moments. Coming back.
Stop.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, it is time for fail mail here on Never Thought I'd Say This. So we have a great story from one of our listeners who wrote in about a major mom fail moment, and it really brought to you by the age of technology.
Yeah.
So what did she say?
I love this so much. Caitlin writes, "My shittiest, biggest mom fail? I dropped my kid off at daycare with no shoes on. Forgot them. Only to have to prime them." Amazon primed some to daycare because I was too late to work to go back and get them, and I was giving a presentation to all of the SBPs. Got to work and realized I also had no computer.
Oh, wow. That is a fail.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's Caitlin. A fail with like a fumble with a recovery and then just like another fumble.
Yeah. Well, because it's a parent fail and it's a mom brain all at once. And it's a mom brain that didn't just affect your child.
Right.
It's a mom brain that then you took with you to work or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. And mom brain is a legit thing. Like this, you know, when we were talking about like before kids, you hear a story like this, like how could you ever, you know, forget to put shoes on your children as you're walking out of the house to take them to daycare? And you're like, I have forgotten the children to take them to daycare. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that's a real thing. Like the shoes are the least of the problems.
Yeah. No, I forget. I can't remember. What's sad is that I know everyone like makes this joke, but it's so true. Like I can remember like dumb crap that we were just talking about from our childhood. Like Encyclopedia Brown can come to my mind and I'm like, oh, I remember that.
Right.
And I remember the stories or whatever. But if you asked me what I did this morning,
well, this happened with us that last night where we did an episode one of our last episodes where mm-hmm. and National Geographic came to photograph us, and Celia and I had discussed this and then they were also coming back. They came back to our house later that evening to get some pictures of you and I with our kids, mm-hmm. and you and I were having two parallel conversations, one about you coming to my house to record the podcast, mm-hmm. another about the National Geographic photographer coming back to the house, but we were having them simultaneously and didn't know it.
Yeah.
And so you were like talking, and I thought you were coming over early. It was this whole confusing
thing. You thought I was coming, I mean, I would read them to you, but they were ridiculous, but basically like you thought I was coming here at 7:30 a.m., but I meant I'm coming back at 7:30 p.m.
Right, and so I was, and you were talking about snacks, and I was like, I mean, sure, if you want to bring snacks, that's fine. Wait, why are you coming so early? You're like, no, tomorrow night with kids. I was like, wait, are we doing dinner?
You're like, did we discuss this?
Well, and then I remembered us having a conversation where it was like, oh, you know what we should do every week is like get together and do dinner with the kids. Right. Not like we don't do that already, but like an official thing, like on Wednesday. And I was like, did we have that discussion?
No, I'm going to read what you actually wrote me. I said, I'll bring something tomorrow night for sure. Should I get snacks for casting the pod? And I'm bringing you kombucha. I know, shame me kombucha later, which I forgot. See, mom brain. And you write back, tomorrow night? What's tomorrow night? I said, tomorrow night is kids. Not tomorrow morning, which is when I realized you think I'm talking about 7:30 in the morning. And by the way, I can't believe you're like, fuck you in 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, don't come to my house. I was about to be like, then. Dude, you're going to get me with like morning breath and sleep in my eyes.
I am not interested in you at 7:30 in the morning. Right. And you go, what are we doing with the kids? Dinner? I don't remember this.
And I had no recollection of having this conversation. And so then I felt really dumb.
Oh, but I'm now wondering if I told it to you.
Because my mom brain was like, oh my gosh, how does one forget that National Geographic is coming to their to your house to photograph you? Like, that's not like, oh.
It happens every day.
It happens all the time. Like, I totally forgot that. So I was like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot. Like, yep. I had this conversation. I didn't remember. And then you texted me and went, wait. Yes. Did I tell you this?
Yeah. I go, oh my God. And then you said, wait, I remember now. And
I
said,
was like, oh, yeah, I remember.
And I said, oh, good, because all of a sudden I could remember if I really told you or
and
not.
And then I texted back. I said, well, actually, I think I'm about 90% sure that we had this conversation. And then I thought, actually, I don't know if I did, because I might be making this up just so that I don't feel so senile and telling myself like, oh, no, yeah, you remember this. It's okay. You're not losing it.
Right.
And I think you did the same thing.
I did. I thought I was having a stroke anyway.
The moral... Does it smell like burnt toast?
Kind of always in my house, but that's a whole other issue. I think it's the sage.
You could just be having one small continuous stroke.
ever since I had my children.
You're a little droopy.
Droopy?
No. Okay. But I'm mom brain, it's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so don't judge someone when they have to Amazon Prime their child shoes at daycare.
No.
Because I mean, you know what?
That was genius, actually.
It'll be you.
I think that's one of the most genius things I've ever heard.
I applaud her.
Caitlin, you can Amazon Prime me shoes whenever you'd like, by the way.
When you drop me off at daycare and forget to put my shoes on. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Or the nursing home, because apparently I'm senile. And I don't remember anything.
I wrote you.
You know what? I forget my own shoes when I go out because I don't remember.
I wrote you back to that last one. I was like, we totally got this parenting and memory thing down.
Oh,
that's
absolutely
clear.
Yes.
That's when you wrote back and you're like, I'm 90% sure I remember this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'm 90% sure I'll remember today.
I probably
There's
won't.
A good 10% chance, though, that I will have no recollection.
I'm not even sure this episode was good, so I'll probably just like wipe it from my mind.
That's
and just
fine.
Pretend it didn't happen.
I think we should do that just every time. Like, be like, you know what? We should just erase that.
Yeah. Put it out there and then like walk away. Shake it off. Walk away. Pretend we didn't actually say it.
Right.
See? It can go from...
Say what?
It could be...
What are you talking about? speaking of, if you guys want to write us your very own fail mail, you can contact us on all of our amazing social media handles, which Cecilia Behar is going to list off for you now.
Right. Instagram is Never Thought I'd Say This. And Facebook is the same at Never Thought I'd Say This. Twitter is Never Thought I'd.
Because it wasn't available.
And it's making me mad. And then our email is neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. By the way, that was not taken. This is just shows my OCD. I could have made it neverthoughtidsaythis@protonmail, but I needed something to match Twitter. And so I felt like
Facebook put you in charge of the social media, and like half of it's right, half of it's not. When you read it, you can't get it right. No one's gonna be able to contact us. Which, you know what, might not be a bad thing.
Maybe it's
that
fine.
Might
that
be
way.
Okay. Be like, oh, we didn't get any mail this week about what shitty parents we are.
Right.
And Woo! It's only because you read it wrong. Because
I'm a Girl Scout. Woo!
Oh boy. Yeah, if you don't know what that reference is, go back an episode and you'll thank us. Trust me.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right, so remember guys, join us next week for Never Thought I'd Say This, and remember, keep killing the parenting game.
Not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audio Boom and Main Event Media.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.